Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Right now, there is an urgent search for this missing teenager who has autism. He's been missing for more than 24 hours.
His family says they believe he walked away from his home sometime early yesterday morning. His parents saw him before bedtime Sunday night, and when they woke up Monday morning, he was gone.
Mom was at the house. We've interviewed her. She's obviously distraught.
It's been more than three agonizing weeks since 15-year-old Sebastian Rogers mysteriously disappeared from his home in Hendersonville, Tennessee. And the community is still grappling with the unsettling absence of the teenager.
The Shackle Island community.
Teachers are grabbing breakfast and lunch.
But this community hasn't felt stable since Monday, after 15-year-old Sebastian Rogers went missing from his home on Stratford Court.
My entire school is in a constant state of prayer for him.
Patricia Szymanski, Sebastian's former eighth grade teacher at T.W. Hunter Middle School.
He has a great sense of humor. He loves people. He loves animals.
She says Sebastian may have autism, but he's extremely high functioning.
He has a great sense of humor, loves to laugh. He's a jokester. He's extremely smart. Feeling
helpless. Sebastian, 15, who is autistic, disappeared February 26th from the home he shares with his mother and stepfather in Sumner County, Tennessee. Sebastian's stepfather, Chris Proudfoot, was working out of town. And mom, Katie Proudfoot, said her son wasn't in the room when she went to wake him up for school on that morning of February the 26th. There had been no sign of a break-in, suggesting that Sebastian had left on his own accord. It's believed that Sebastian ventured out into the night, armed only with a flashlight, navigating the darkness barefoot, and entirely on his own. The circumstances surrounding his disappearance have sparked a flurry of concern across Sumner County. In the ensuing days, a massive search effort was launched, spanning thousands of miles as volunteers and law enforcement officers tirelessly combed through the rugged terrain and dense foliage in search of any clues that could lead to Sebastian's whereabouts. Despite the exhaustive efforts, there has been no sign of the missing teen.
Day on the search at this point, how does it compare to yesterday?
Today is what I'll describe as a redundant search. We have mapped out more search grids, sent responders out to specific grids. They search that area, they clear it, they come back, they get another search grid, and they go back out. Yesterday, for lack of a better term, we threw everything that we possibly could throw at this. I'll show you a picture of the map in just a moment. We absolutely obliterated covering the area where Sebastian could have walked off to. Obviously, there's a litany of things that could have happened to Sebastian, and none of them we can presume are credible or validate yet. So we're doing everything we can. Every lead that we get, we're following. If someone calls and says, hey, I think we saw him by the pond, we're going to the pond and checking. Nothing's off the table at this point.
Okay, and
We're at about 5 mile width right now. We keep, as we clear the areas, we keep expanding. We do get calls and tips from time to time, and we take some of the teams we have here, respond to that area, and either cooperate or invalidate the tip. If you see something, say something, call the Sumner County Emergency Communication Center at 615-451-3838 and check your home surveillance video. Just check. If you see something, call us. We'll come out and look. I think that that's going to be what breaks the case, is somebody's home surveillance video seeing something.
And at what point are people going to be coming?
Today, we'll get a count on that, but I'd say we're over 150 searchers on the ground today, and multiple agencies, and you know, THP helicopter, and I'm not sure what the chief went over, Metro's helicopter, TBI fixed wing, over 10 drones. We've got 12 canine teams here. 8 mounted units yesterday, horses yesterday, and 10 here today. So we're covering as much ground as we can, and we keep expanding that search area. And we have literally, we have pounded the area, the neighborhood that he went missing from, and the neighborhood adjacent, and we keep expanding that out. And we've actually utilized tactical teams, SWAT teams, the county ERT, and night vision that our operators have, and they've been in the field for many hours at nighttime.
Yeah, that was my next question. How do you guys operate these searches at night? I know last night it got dark pretty soon, and it's going to get dark pretty soon here today again. How does those searches go in, and how do you keep those effective?
Yeah, flashlights, FLIR, and night vision.
Yeah. I'll tell you, we do change our tactics based on the weather. So last night we did that. Not ready yet to describe exactly how we did that, because we may have to apply that again tonight or tomorrow night.
Yeah.
There's multiple agencies. TBI's helped. Metro Nashville's helped. Tennessee Highway Patrol's helped. Our drone team, North Star, has helped. Wilson County's going to come help with some aerial coverage. The Sumner County Emergency Management drone team has been phenomenal. There's really no limit. If there's a resource out there that can help us, we've called and we've asked for it.
Pretty much every agency in the county, and then counties from across the state, quite honestly. And, you know, with the plea, and I think I heard Chief talking about that earlier, you know, we have a lot of people want to volunteer, and we are really looking to put trained personnel on the ground that are familiar with search and operations and have the ability to perform limited rescue operations, and we've got teams on standby if we have a rescue situation, and so there's a lot that goes into that, and we can track these personnel a lot easier. So
are divers still on scene as well, helping out?
They're on standby.
Continue to share the social media page. If you see something, say something. Check your home surveillance video. Those are really the huge things that the public can do to help us right now find Sebastian.
So we had a child walk up, a lady walk up today with a child who's autistic. They're from Watertown, and the little boy wanted to tell us where he thought Sebastian could be. And he told me very, very forthright where he thought he would go if he were lost, that he would go towards creeks and he would go behind buildings and the different things that he would do. And he told his mom this morning that he wanted to come up here and tell us where he thought Sebastian might be.
As the days stretched into weeks, authorities made the difficult decision to scale back the ground search operations, shifting their focus towards a more intensive investigative approach. However, the community remains steadfast in their determination to bring Sebastian home, holding on to hope and rallying together in solidarity for his distraught family. In this video, we're going to go over all of the known information regarding the disappearance of 15-year-old Sebastian Rogers up until the present moment. This timeline provides a thorough overview of the events and developments surrounding this case, offering insights into the efforts made to locate Sebastian and the community's response to his disappearance. We'll be right back. This part of the timeline is really interesting to note because on Monday, March 4th, was when the search was scaled back, and the same day that Sebastian's stepfather and mother spoke out. But as authorities said they were scaling back the search, 3 days later, on March 7th, we got news that a landfill in Kentucky was being searched. This search was done at a landfill in White Plains, Kentucky, where trash was taken from Sebastian's neighborhood. Officials called that search of the landfill a precautionary measure to eliminate possible options and questions, and said there was no specific information indicating evidence related to the search for Sebastian was there. Let's listen to Chris and Katie Proudfoot on March 4th, the first time that they spoke out to the media.
Now, how are you coping?
We're on a constant roller coaster ride of helpless and hopeless and many other emotions all in one, and it's a never-ending roller coaster. It doesn't stop. It won't stop until he walks through the door.
I wouldn't wish this on anyone. Not anymore.
I know we're about keeping hope alive. I'm sure that's in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
He's gonna come home.
He's gonna walk through that door. And this street will be flooded again with family and relatives all waiting to hug him, love him, and
that boy's gonna have more friends than he knows what to do with when he comes home.
So here we are, 8 days now searching for him. Walk us through that Sunday night that he went missing. So walk us through, we've got so many people who really want to know, okay, how did this happen? So kind of just walk us through that night.
We were out and about that day. We were having a really good weekend. We got home. Everything was pretty normal. He was playing in his room. When I told him to go to bed, he did. he said, "Good night, Mom. I love you." Said goodnight to his puppies. A little bit later, I wound up going to bed, and when I woke him up for school, he wasn't there.
So, in your mind, that's usually around what time? When do you normally wake him up? Around 6 o'clock?
6.
So, were you instantly thinking something's wrong, or were you like, he may just be already in the shower, in the living room?
I took a second and walked through the house looking for him in case he'd gotten up and was trying to get breakfast or something, because he did that sometimes. About 3 minutes in, give or take, I was on the phone with my husband. I said, "I can't find him." He said, "What do you mean you can't find him?" I said, "He's not in the house."
And so at that point, is that when you call 911, or what's going through your mind?
While we were on the phone, and I was like, is he on the other side of the bed? The normal places he may be, in the house, you know, and he wasn't. So I was like, okay, well, hold on a minute. And immediately after that, we called the sheriff's department and made the report.
I ran all over the house, outside, inside. I looked in every closet.
Within minutes, they were here. They responded within minutes, and here we go.
So you said you were on the phone with her, so you were not home?
No, ma'am. Okay. I was at work. I'm a tower crane operator, and I was working in Memphis at the St. Jude Project. So it's, you know, I have an earpiece in that talks to my phone. I have another earpiece in that does the radios. So when she was talking to me, I was like, what? I was confused. We talked about where he could possibly be, and then we went from there, and led to calling the cops, and here we are now.
And within minutes, they're there at the home.
Yes, ma'am.
It was rapid fire. They had cars. They had cars from here down to the
Main
road, as far as I could tell.
So what's going through both of your minds? I mean, are we panicking? Is it this, oh, I think he's probably at a neighbor's house? Or what are you thinking?
My son doesn't run. He's not a runner. He's never run away before. I don't know why. I don't know why he walked out that door.
I mean, he's a good kid. He's not a mischievous child by any means. But there's answers to questions that have no answers, you know, or questions with no answers right now that we are searching for desperately, and we just don't have that.
Is there anything that happened that day that you think back and there might have been a reason he was possibly upset, or something outside that could have enticed him to go outside? Was there anything that came to mind?
We've been combing over that day and even the weeks before he left, and I haven't been able to figure it out. That morning he was laughing, he was joking. Everyone we were around that day agreed that he seemed like he was in a good mood. He was behaving. It'd make more sense if we'd been fighting.
Or he'd been in trouble, but he hadn't been in trouble. So, I mean, the $1 million question, why did he go? And the other $1 million question is how.
What about social media? Was there anything that, you know, anyone he could have contacted? I understand he was somewhat of a gamer, or what was he? There was a video game he loved, right?
Minecraft. Yeah. He loves Minecraft. The game that he has is not online. He has the Switch.
We don't, because of how social media can be. He doesn't have accessibility to communicate with folks
on the internet.
I mean, we have a firm belief that we just don't feel that right now that he's capable of having that kind of responsibility. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, his phone is locked down, his computers, his game. He doesn't have a gamer tag. He doesn't have online capabilities with games.
We've combed every electronic. Every electronic.
I mean, we've cooperated with all the authorities as far as anything they've asked us to provide. We've provided and still just don't have any answers.
Did he have any friends that could have possibly contacted him in some way on his phone?
All his friends at school have been questioned to my knowledge, and none of them knew anything.
So this big question mark. He's vanished.
Yes,
and no one can figure out where or why. All right. So let's talk too about the relationship involved, because the biological father is very much involved in Sebastian's life as well.
Yes, ma'am.
He
very
is.
Much.
Right. And how would you describe that relationship, the two of them and the four of you?
It's relatively good. I mean, we talk regularly. He talks to his son on a regular basis, sees him on a regular basis. He's involved in school and therapy, and he doesn't have any extracurricular activities, but I can tell you now, if he did, his dad would be in the front row.
Two different households. And the communication between the three of us is great. I mean, yes, we're just like every parent. We all have our disagreements, but in the end, we come together as a team and we work and we come up with solutions that as we best see fit. I mean, I'm almost in contact with him almost daily.
Let's talk about Sebastian. Tell me about Sebastian. How would you describe him?
Sweet, stubborn. He loves to help. He loves running and he loves to play his games and his fidgets and Uno. Lord, that's one of his favorite games right now. Favorite color is green.
Does he love music?
Oh, God, oh, he loves music.
An eclectic taste.
I mean,
from, as everybody knows, Eye of the Tiger to Eddie Vedder.
Oh, yeah.
So we got Pearl Jam on one hand. We've got Survivor on the other over here. We've got Taylor Swift. And
he's got a big crush on her. I mean, country, rock,
no classic. Hip-hop. We don't allow the hip-hop.
Well, he doesn't really get into it anyways.
You
mentioned he loved running. So did he love the outdoors at all? I mean, would something outside that was somewhat outdoorsy be enticing to him or pull him outdoors?
He loves, like, when we were in California and the school had this lap thing to gain money. It was a fundraiser. And every year he was, I did this many laps. I mean, I've got t-shirts where they would write on his back. Every time the kids went around, they'd mark a mark on the back and they'd keep running. And he just had marks all the way across his back. He likes playgrounds. He hates being dirty.
Yeah, he's not your tomboy style child where he goes outside and plays in the mud.
He loves animals, but he's terrified of bugs.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, yeah. Even a fly, and he's like, oh!
And let's talk, too, because he's highly functioning. I know you all have described him as having a form of autism.
He does.
But describe that to our viewers, too, as far as his way of thinking of things and maybe how determined he was about certain things or his mindset.
He's got a stubborn mindset. If he believes it's this,
he gets on a one-man track and he is just on it and he is all about it.
But I mean, he's very smart. He can play chess. He can beat adults in chess.
Wow.
So he's
okay.
He loves playing games.
What about navigation? Like, did he have a sense of direction? Do you think he could have possibly even hitched a ride or gotten a ride on a bus or some sort of transportation?
That is a speculation that we don't have an answer for. Just directionally, I mean, he knows he could guide you from our house to his dad's house.
Yeah.
He could get from, like, this house. I think he can make it up to Culver's Ice Cream.
He can go to Culver's.
Oh, boy,
he knows where Culver's is because Culver's has malt.
Uh-huh.
He loves malt, extra malt, every time, extra malt.
Now, how far away does his dad live?
Clarksville. His dad lives up by Clarksville.
So he could guide someone all the way to Clarksville?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Okay. So a pretty keen sense of direction, at least with certain things.
Familiar routes.
Yes.
Familiar routes.
Okay. Familiar routes.
I mean, if I took him another route going this way, he would not know it.
Mm. He goes up there so often that he knows how to get to his daddy's. We know that.
His dad works with him as far as, well, we're going this way, we're going that way, and keeps the same thing, and it works out. Mm-hmm. So,
Let's talk, too, because earlier, Chris, you and I were talking, and you were saying that there are a lot of people who are harassing both of you. What of any of that do you want to address? What do you want to say to any of these people?
Just that you don't know, and I don't wish you to ever know.
I would say it like this. Everybody has an opinion, you know, and it's perfectly okay to have that opinion, but you're not in this situation. You don't quite understand. I wish people would step back, take a different wide open view, and not assume what they know. It's just better to stick to the facts. If they have questions, all they have to do is ask.
And I pray genuinely that no one ever goes through this.
Just be kind to people. I mean, that's... It's real simple.
There are some people who have been talking, because I know this is part of the harassment. Is there anything you want to address about this child custody situation?
With the previous.
So I have a current case that is ongoing in another state. We've requested that case to be sealed because there are some individuals who have taken it upon themselves to put stuff out there that they don't quite know, which all they have to do is ask. I'll tell you. But because of that, you know, it has nothing to do with our son. It has nothing to do with the situation. You know, people would respect that and keep an open mind. It's totally different.
If Sebastian was able to watch this, and maybe he's watching this as it airs, and if he is, what do you want to say to Sebastian? What do you want him to hear from you right now?
Oh, gosh. That we love you so much, and we want you to come home, and you're not in trouble.
I guarantee you he is loved. And trust me, the open arms are waiting for him to come home. From every parent to every family members to probably everyone in the community. But there's no malice. We just want our boy home. Bad. Badly. But.
That mama's heart. I know it's daddy's too. But I feel like there's always that extra special bond. Can you walk us through what you're thinking right now?
I just want my baby to be okay. I don't know where he's at. I don't know where he's at.
Let's talk about the community, because I want you all to know, even my church body, I mean, we're all praying. We're all praying for his safe return quickly. What do you all want to say to the community?
Thank you.
With everything from the bottom of our hearts. I would not have imagined how far this has gotten, but there's no way to repay the gratitude, the love that we have felt from the community, the prayers, but thank you.
But don't stop looking.
Yeah, please.
My son is somewhere.
This ain't going until he's home.
So we have, let's hit on the search itself, because we know thousands of miles have basically been traced and retraced. We've got hundreds, we've got volunteers, we've got law enforcement from within the state, from without, you know, outside of the state. I mean, do you feel like they're doing as much as they can? I mean, you all have been right there in the front seat, seeing everything that's underway.
As far as I know, they're doing everything. Anything and everything has been an option. They have brought in assets and resources from various counties, potentially other states. I mean, I don't know how much more they could do. Yeah. But we're grateful for everything they have done.
They're amazing, but they still haven't brought my baby back.
They will. They will.
He's out there somewhere. So it's one day at a time, getting through this and bringing him home. What is the reaction to the fact that somehow his image, he hasn't been captured on any video anywhere?
I know that it was very dark that night. I mean, it gets dark around here at night in general, but so far, we haven't found him on any camera footage to prove where he's at or where he's gone. I know that they're looking, and I'm asking everybody and anybody that has cameras, trail cams, stores, to check, even from before he went missing, just to see if there's anything at all.
And I understand there was a request for video, any sort of footage of Sebastian from earlier in the day, on Sunday, before he disappeared.
That I don't believe we can comment on right now. That is not something that I believe we're privy to at this point with law enforcement. That is something I would definitely direct back to them. But, I mean, there's all kinds of requests out there. There's thousands of hours of video that they are combing. And we're just hoping they'll find something.
And I know this is so sensitive. What do you say to people who inevitably end up pointing their finger back at you? We were talking earlier. And, I mean, are you both in the clear?
I can tell you that Mom, myself, and the father have worked very fully and cooperatively with all agencies across the board. We have anything that they've wanted, we have provided. So cooperation is there. I mean,
welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
What do you want to say to our viewers? Anybody who's watching, we've got a lot of folks in this community and in other counties, just throughout the state as well. What do you want to say to them?
Help spread the word and keep searching, and thank you. And just if you think you see him, call him in.
Thank all the viewers, everybody that's helped. From across the board, I mean, everybody has been tremendous.
Call his name.
Yeah.
He'll answer, and if he doesn't answer, he'll look, even if he's not being verbal at the moment, because he can talk, but sometimes he don't talk. call his name. Tell him to stay put.
And he could be on the move, so keep checking your properties.
Yes. The search is never over until he comes home. That is for sure.
He's so smart.
But thank you for everything that everybody has done, has volunteered, the continuous efforts. I mean, it's, like I said, I've never seen something to this magnitude before.
Our community is amazing.
We're all praying, hoping, and searching for Sebastian's safe return for that day. Thank you both for talking with me.
As we talked about before watching their interview, the landfill search came a few days after. Mrs. Proudfoot stated that Sebastian took the trash out to the curb the night of February 25th.
Well, Marius, it looks like just a few minutes ago they have started to wrap up at least today's investigation here. We saw some cars drive away, so it looks like whatever was happening today has been completed until they decided to look further if that is an option. However, we are here at the Hopkins County Regional Landfill. It's about an hour and a half north of Nashville, and this is where Sumner County Sheriff's Office says that the trash from Sebastian's neighborhood would end up. Now, you can see from the video we got earlier, investigators were combing through the dirt and debris here. They are mainly looking, at least in the front portion of this landfill, from where we are. You can also see that they were using an excavator, at some point to dig up that same area. Again, there's no evidence or information that indicates Sebastian could be here. Sumner County Sheriff's Office says this is a precautionary measure.
3 days later, on Sunday, March 10th, in an interview with WTVF, Sebastian's father, Seth, revealed his fears, saying that he was not one to wander off and, due to inexperience as a young boy, would never go far without shoes on.
Sebastian.
I'm hoping he's still alive. You know, that's my main hope right now, is that he's not deceased. I mean, I keep praying that he's alive. I keep praying that somebody's going to see him, that somebody's going to call 911.
Seth's 15-year-old son disappeared barefoot and with a flashlight from his mother and stepfather's home in Hendersonville either late on Sunday, March 3rd, or early that Monday. Seth knows the key to finding his son may come from a tip. Several photographs have already been made public, and now he's released two video clips of Sebastian. In this first one, you see Sebastian up front on the left in yellow shorts, participating in a tug of war with fellow students.
And if you watch, he got swung around at the end like a little rag doll, and it's like, well, he gave it his best.
This second video shows Sebastian walking at his middle school graduation.
I was very proud of him. I mean, he successfully completed something.
Seth says his son, who is autistic, is not a wanderer. He finds it highly unlikely Sebastian would leave in the middle of the night barefoot, based on an experience his son had as a child.
He decided that he wanted to step into a mound of what he thought was dirt, and it was fire ants. And since then, it's always been, he doesn't like to get his feet in the dirt. He likes to have his socks and shoes on.
Seth won't rule out the possibility of foul play, that someone is involved in his son's disappearance. And if Sebastian is able, he says he needs to call for help.
He needs to call 911. And if somebody has him, you need to give him back. He's my son. And he doesn't belong to nobody, but damn it, he's mine. And he's mine.
Nick Barris, News Channel 5.
4 days later, on March 14th, home security video obtained by WTVF showed two specks of light outside the family's home in Hendersonville neighborhood around 3:10 a.m. in the middle of the night when Sebastian went missing. Sumner County Sheriff's Chief Deputy Eric Craddock told the news outlet that there are several clips that have come in that investigators are reviewing for more clues. Chris and Katie Proudfoot continually did interviews, some just showing their hands, others on YouTube channels with their cameras off, each one getting more and more strange, and Chris Proudfoot becoming more and more defensive and aggressive. Let's listen to some of the clips from their interviews.
How did you discipline him with, since he, you know, how did you discipline
Sebastian in general?
Yeah.
Well, that depends. The crime, the punishment has to fit the crime, so to speak. I'll give you an example. Cleaning his room. Mm-hmm. And people are going to make me sound like I'm so horrible. But I promise you, folks, you try this with your kids one time, and you won't ever have a problem with this again. So if you tell them to clean their room, and they go in there and they clean their room, well, they say, come out, well, it's clean. And you go in there and you go to check their room, and the room's not clean. Okay. Thought I told you to clean this room. You told us the room is clean, did you not? Well, yes, sir. Okay. Now I'm going to clean your room. And you know exactly what that means. I go in and I go grab a trash bag. I walk back in that bedroom. If it's on the floor and it's not supposed to be on the floor, it's not picked up and put in the right places, goes in the trash bag. If it's not important enough for you to take care of and pick up, I'll take care of it for you. Throw in the trash bag. Tie it up. I've done this to him twice. One time, Mom talked me out of it. The other time, Sebastian, here's the bag. Go put it in the trash can. And then you're going to take the trash can to the street. And after that, Sebastian, did you clean your room? Well, your mom told you to clean your room. Did you clean the room? Yes or no? Well, yes, sir. Is it clean the way it's supposed to be? Well, no, sir. Then I suggest you go back in there and clean it, or I'm coming in there in the next 10 minutes, and I'm cleaning. Yes, sir. Hauls butt to that bedroom, and by God, that room is clean the way it's supposed to be. Now, it sounds crazy, but I promise you, you try it with your kids, man, your kids are going to be like, oh, my God, they ain't kidding. It works amazing.
I can't help but place Sebastian putting his toys in a trash bag, carrying out to the road, just like his mom said he did on February 25th.
Yeah, I'm here. So, like I said, sir, I'm brash, I'm to the point, be respectful.
Can you hear
and
me?
And I will tell you, and I'll be honest, and I'm going to tell you the truth. I got nothing to hide.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah, he said, okay. Can you hear him, Josh?
I can hear him, yeah.
Okay, go ahead. I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Well, I just said, well, in the messages that I asked, that it was pertaining to Sebastian's school, right? Like you just said. And you said, no, other than him going missing, no CPS cases. I can't hear. Maybe that.
He didn't say anything.
Like I said, there's information that we still, even as of today, we had a meeting with law enforcement, and we've asked them verbatim, like, everything we've been saying, is there anything you want us to change? Is there anything new that we can put out? And honestly, they said exactly what y'all been putting out, the way you've been putting out, is exactly what you need to do. Don't add to it. Don't take away from it. You know, and trust me, it kills us because there's facts that we could put out there and it would put a lot of things to rest. But we can't because of, they say it can potentially cause issues to the investigation.
Yeah.
Sebastian does not have a history of running. The young man doesn't go outside very much. I mean, everybody in the neighborhood knows him. He is very to himself, so to speak. Between the hours of
you know, 12 and 6. He has basically vanished.
Okay.
There's actually a piece of, so to make something very crystal clear, so that way there's transparency across the board. Me and the mom were on the phone at 9:43 or 9:46 in the evening. We stayed on the phone for quite some time. The call logs have been verified by all the police departments, TBI included. We stayed on the phone. It was very lengthy. Mom did slightly start falling asleep while she was on the couch. I had said, hey, you need to wake up, put the dogs up, go to bed. Now, mind you, that was right around midnight, just before midnight or right around midnight. Mm-hmm. So then mom does go to bed and wakes up early in the morning to go wake her son up, get him ready for school. And now we have a worried mom who can't find her son in the house. Mom made an effort to look and search several times. Mom has called me at the time and asked me, she was like, I can't find him. I was like, do what? She goes, yeah, I cannot find him. I said, well, hang on. I made the phone call and reported it to the sheriff's department because that's what we're supposed to do. And within 10 minutes, the sheriffs were dispatched to the location.
Is there a reason that Chris hasn't seen him since? I know it had to do with the work, but like, why did he say he hadn't seen Sebastian since the 1st of February?
Because that's the truth. He hadn't seen him since the beginning of February.
I mean, is there a reason for that?
He's working 3.5 hours away. He don't come home after work.
So was he, I mean, and I'm not, I mean, I'm just wondering, like, was he gone for like 3 weeks or two and a half weeks or something like that?
He'd been gone since the beginning of February was the last time he was actually home. Christopher was actually home. And yes, he did see Sebastian when he come home.
Okay.
It's, you know, it's just part of it. When you work away, you know, you see each other when you can. But he doesn't, it's a lot to travel back and forth all the time. Like, that's not a trip that you can make, you know, to and from every day by any means.
Oh, I get that. That's not something you want to do every day. That would take up your whole time. But did he never come home on the weekends, like when you had Sebastian or anything like that?
Well, yeah, that's why he saw him in the beginning of February, but it wasn't every weekend.
Okay.
Because he works on weekends too a lot, so he can't just come home every weekend. But when he can, he does. He comes home and sees him. Yeah. They have a pretty good relationship.
Did he talk on the phone with Sebastian while he was at work?
He does. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, he loves playgrounds. I mean, he loves to play. I'll give him that. Friends-wise?
He wants friends.
Sebastian, sure. His idea of his friend is right now is what he has two kids that he talks to at school. But here's the distinction. He is not a child that likes to get dirty. He can't stand his hands dirty. He can't stand bugs. He is fearful of flies and things. So if he swims, he is a pool kid. He's not a, I'm a river and a stream kind of kid. He is swimming pool bound.
Because I'll give you. I was hysterical and screaming and crying and frantic. And so he told me to mute my phone, and he's the one that actually called because at that point I couldn't even make words anymore.
So not only that, but if folks know the area, when you call 911, you go to a central dispatching unit. You don't actually go to your local PD unit. You go to a hub.
I just want to insert here that I think that Chris Proudfoot did not call 911 because he knew that that call would be recorded and traced
on a cell phone. When you tell them where you're at, then they redirect you to the local PD. We don't live inside city limits, so the local PD is, they're not responding. It's not their jurisdiction. Mm-hmm. So we have to call the sheriff's office. So I called directly to the sheriff's office because I know what was going to happen, bypass it, call them. And within 10 minutes of that phone call, they were at the house. And when they were at the house, they were at the house in full force.
How many came? Do y'all remember? Was it a lot? Or
you've seen the aerial shot of the subdivision, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so from our house, go all the way back down to Stafford to that stop sign where Kellen and Stafford meet. Then line cop cars all the way down Kellen out to Long Hollow Road.
Yeah.
That's how many cops came.
Well, Is there a reason like y'all didn't go to the vigil? I mean, for real, the one by the high school? Seriously?
Yes, ma'am.
Why?
So, security reasons. And this is what I'm fixing to tell you is going to spark a whole bunch of stuff in the comments. And I'm not afraid to answer any of this. The young lady who started to organize this vigil never even contacted us. Not one time has any of these vigils taken place as somebody tried to organize them with us, as the parents. I think the only one that's been somewhat organized with a parent is the one that was done in Clarksville with Seth. Other than that, the one that was down, supposed to be out in front of my house, was a security issue. My neighborhood said, we don't want it here because our roads don't have sidewalks. We don't have easements. Technically, you're not even supposed to park on the street.
Yeah.
We found out about it, and then we found out that they were spreading it all over basically the county and state, and there was like tons and tons of people saying they were going to come, and there's zero parking here. It's not big gathering spot. So we asked for them to move it to the school, which is literally like half a mile from my house, if that.
It's not even that. And, it's like a quarter mile.
Can accommodate all of the people.
Not only that, but some of the people, like some of the comments and the stuff that's being said, it could be a security reasons, because if somebody shows up acting crazy, you know, that's not kosher. One, it's not coming in our subdivision. I don't want it in front of my house. I don't need thousands of people in front of my house.
Katie, was you still married to Seth when you and Chris met?
No. So I know he's insinuating that I cheated, and I did not. Seth and I had been separated for, I think, about 2 years and change when I met Christopher.
Yeah.
And we didn't get married until nearly 3 years after my divorce. So, no, I was not cheating and running around.
You know that it's been said that there are rumors, and Chris is not up here now, but it's been said that there is someone in the neighborhood that you have been seeing. Is that any truth to that?
No.
Okay. And there was nobody else in the house that night with you?
Just me and my son.
Can you tell me more about that 3-hour phone call? I mean, is that normal, something normal that y'all did every night? Okay.
So my husband works out of town, as y'all all know. And yes, it is regular that we talk every evening or during all throughout the day. We call each other here and there. We chat off and on. That's how we're involved, and we're our version of spending time with each other, because, you know, on a different situation where, you know, both people come home from work at a normal time, you sit down, you have dinner, you spend time with your spouse, and, you know, it's hours of time that you're spending with them. We don't have that physically when we're separated by work. So we spend it on the phone. You know, we talk while we're having dinner, and, you know, we most of the time the phone's on speaker and Sebastian talks to him and whatnot. But that's the way that we are still spending time and talking about our day. And
yeah,
when I came in the picture, I mean, his tantrums were pretty bad.
To the point where he, what, Chris?
I'm not dragging Seth, his mom, his sister, my wife. I'm not dragging people through the mud. So what is in the past is the past, and that really needs to die. And I'm saying that for everybody to hear, to include all parties involved with this situation.
House, because of that. Did he want to get away? Oh, okay, so they want to know, did he want to get away from the house because of the discipline?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
No, ma'am. So, Sebastian is not afraid. He runs up to me, gives him a big old hug, says, I love you, says, I miss you. When I'm out of town, he'll look at his mom and say, hey, when's Mr. Chris coming home? Can we call him? Things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, discipline is discipline. There's a difference in discipline a child and beyond discipline a child.
Right.
You know, I can tell you from personal experience, I know the difference between both.
This is really eye-opening, being that he doesn't really want to talk about discipline or define what discipline is, but says from personal experience, he knows the difference. So that tells me that Chris Proudfoot is letting us know that maybe he was abused over the line when he was a kid. Not excusing it, but just shedding some light on who these people are.
And I vowed I would never in my life do that to a child.
Clarify, he's not sneaking food because we starve him, because that's absolutely not the case. He just likes to munch on a bunch of junk food in the middle of the night because he doesn't get a bunch of sugar. He's, you know, one dessert and he wants to eat the whole box. So he gets up in the middle of the night and sneaks snacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sneaks candy in his room and hides the wrappers under his bed. I mean, same stuff basic kids do. It's just, one, I'm not going to have bugs throughout the house. We told him, you eat in the kitchen, you eat in the dining room.
And throw
when
your
you're done with it, you trash. Put it in the trash. That's the only thing we've asked him.
He's got combined type ADHD, so he does get, you know, hyper. His behaviors become a little more, like, he'll flip-flop between his moods more. You know, like being overly excited, or, you know, he has periods where he's really calm, where he just hyper focuses on, you know, whatever it is that he's playing or fidgeting with.
Yeah.
He can become a little more temperamental, like more easily aggravated. Not that he becomes violent, but he just gets aggravated easier.
Right.
He does get an increased appetite when he's off of his meds. You know, an unfortunate side effect of those is that they do suppress the appetite a little bit. So he'll eat more. And he will be more, I'm trying to think of the right word. Like when he'll start telling you something, he'll be on a bunch of different subjects, but all like in the same sentence.
His
thoughts become less coordinated. Yeah, he becomes a lot less coordinated in his thoughts.
Somebody said it took you 7 hours to get home. I don't know.
It's a seven plus hour round trip from my house to Memphis.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's not, yeah. So they're saying that some people were saying that you like didn't leave right away and you were waiting, and we already went through all that. So,
well, and some of those folks' comment is correct. Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Because I can't, I could not leave. I can't just, it's not a normal job. You can't just tell your boss I'm out of here and walk out the door, get in your car and leave. You know, I mean, there's a lot of safety involved, you know. Yeah. Sebastian's dad, same thing. He's not going to be able to just be like, hey, I'm out of here and walk out the door. You know, I left as soon as I could, when I could.
On March 23rd, the United Cajun Navy, UCN, a volunteer disaster response organization, deployed a search team to Sumner County to assist in finding Sebastian Rogers. Their team is equipped with canines, according to their Facebook. The UCN previously aided in the search efforts for missing college student Riley Strain. His body was found Friday morning in the Cumberland River after a 2-week search. The organization held a press conference where they announced their intention to join the search after Seth Rogers, Sebastian's father, requested their assistance. Due to the ongoing nature of the situation, the organization refrained from providing extensive detail. The organization refrained from providing extensive details, but confirmed they deployed assets on the ground. Hundreds have joined in the search for Sebastian since his disappearance. There have been little to no updates throughout the search process.
I can say very, very little about that because it is an active situation right now, but we do have some assets on the ground there.
And have you spoken with the mother and stepfather?
I have not.
As of the date of the release of this video, Sebastian has still not been found. On Saturday, March 23rd, there was said to be a hit about 6 miles away from the Proudfoot residence. We don't have any more information on that at this time. And we also have reports that Chris and Katie Proudfoot did leave their home today, March 24th, 2024, with their camper. All of that is speculation at this point, and there have been no updates from law enforcement at all. Hopefully that changes into this week with the UCN on the ground trying to find Sebastian Rogers. Everybody stay safe and take care. I will see you in the next video. Make sure you give this video a thumbs up and please share out to your social media to keep Sebastian in the spotlight. Be sure to check out my other videos and playlists for more true crime content. And if that's not enough, you can join our Patreon. Don't have a tinfoil hat? It's okay. We'll make you one. It's that easy. See you guys in the next video.
See you later. Bye.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video, find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.